uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved anywhere on this side of heaven by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. It's amazing. Oh, my biblical question for this week. My biblical question, how does a male become a man or a female becomes a woman? That's my biblical question. How does a male become a man and a female become a woman? Isn't that a good question? Yes, Jesse, that's a good question. I like it. It's food for thought. I hope you had a chance to check out my article on WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com, Oprah Stomps for Evil While Trump Stands for Good. Oprah Stomps for Evil While Trump Stands for Good is a really good article. I think you'll like it. Well, today is the day for you to make a decision. It's election day. You have to decide if you want more of making America great again, meaning more jobs. There are 7 million jobs available right now that they've not been able to fulfill. Isn't that amazing? We didn't have that under the Democrats. We only got it when the Great White Hope became president. Restrictions and regulations are fewer now, and that means that more businesses and opportunities are available to start a business and do things. The president is stopping the mob of illegal aliens from coming in. That is amazing. The president is stopping the mob from coming in. That's a good thing. The illegal aliens. Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, said that if the Democrats win, play that song by Jaws, that she's going to be taking over the finance. And she's going to do back to you what you've done to them, referring to the Republicans. And Maxine Waters take over the finance committee, then she's going to go after the banks and everything else. Remember when that happened years ago? When they gave the minorities loans to buy homes because they were forced by the banks and loan companies were forced by the Democrats to do it. And they gave out all those loans and the blacks and Hispanics did not pay the loans back and the market crashed. And we're just now starting to overcome that. Well, if the Wicked Witch take over, that will become double trouble. Believe me. Because Democrats don't manage money very well at all. Not at all. Not one iota. Look at the urban areas around you. Look at the black banks that have gone out of business as a result of loaning black people money. Blacks don't pay back. Not all. And blacks don't handle money well. Remember Maxine Waters and her husband was under investigation for a long time. He was on the board of some bank and something happened with the money. So it's up to you, folks. President Trump tweeted the following video on October 31st, saying, "It is outrageous with the Democrat what the Democrats are doing to our country. Vote Republican now. Now, vote GOP." And I want to warn you, America, if you vote for the Democrats, I don't want to hear it. You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. Really. There was a black teacher here in Los Angeles. I forgot to mention that to my producer. Knowing him, though, he has it. A black teacher who had to fight with a black boy in the public school system here in L.A. And the teacher has been dismissed, I believe. Fortunately, some parents and some teachers are trying to help him get his job back because he was in the right. And if the Democrats get in, it's going to be more of that for the teachers and even worse. Democrats are no good. The party is no good. It's a far-left evil party. It's the enemies of America. The Democratic Party, the liberal media are the enemies. And the right-wing Republicans, too. They are the enemies of America, not friends. President Trump, I mean, this is from Twitter. A campaign ad showing an illegal alien and cop killer, Luis Bracamonte, in a trial. Democrats let him in, and Democrats let him stay. Isn't that amazing? Who else will Democrats let in? Here's it at.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please step out of the hallway.
Break up soon, and I'll kill more. See, the only thing that I regret is if I can just kill two. I wish I can kill more of those motherfuckers. I'll kill more cops soon.
He says he wants to apply for pardon for the felony he committed. Attempt of murder.
So if you vote for the Democrats today, you're going to get more of that and even worse because they don't want these people in for the votes. They don't care about we the people. They don't care about the citizens of this great nation. They want the vote. I don't know if you heard it very clearly, but Luis said that he killed those cops and he's going to break out and kill more. He's going to break out and kill more. At the end, it says, President Donald J. Trump and Republicans are making America safe again. According to the Sacramento Bee, this guy, Luis Bracamonte, besides killing two police officers, Bracamonte allegedly shot a black man five times, including in the face. The killer called the black witness the N-word, shouted, "Black lives don't matter, monkey, and you're lucky I didn't kill you." Yes. Is that amazing? And I've been trying to tell black people for a long time, and they already know it. Maxine Waters and the black so-called representative know, they are aware of this too, that these illegal aliens coming into the country, they don't like black people. Black people are second-class citizens in Mexico and other parts of, like El Salvador and other parts of the country. And so they're coming here, they end up in the urban areas in the black communities, in case blacks don't know what urban area means. And they are running blacks out of their own communities. They're fighting them in the public school system. They're taking health care away from them, the jobs, and they hate black people. But unfortunately, most black people into their blackness. They don't think for themselves. They don't do what's right because they love evil. They don't stand up for themselves. They keep voting in the Democrats because the Democrats cry racism. That the white Republican Party is against you. It's a lie. But because most blacks don't think for themselves, they can't see what's happening. James is here, my producer. He is the host of the Hake, Hake. The Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la. HakeReport.com, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. He has more on this story.
So a lot of these networks are pulling this ad now, have pulled this ad. And CNN was, like, at the forefront of calling this ad racist with no evidence.
So you have an illegal alien accused of killing cops, saying that if he gets out, he'll break out and do it again, and then allegedly shot and killed a black man in the face and used the N-word and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And they call it what?
They called Trump the racist for making this ad.
For making the ad?
Yeah, they called this ad racist.
But if the man had not done it, the president could not have made the ad.
Right.
The racist is the Hispanic guy.
So CNN also alleged that this ad makes false claims, But they couldn't point out any false claims.
CNN is lying.
They said that Republicans let him stay too, not just Democrats. So therefore, somehow Democrats didn't let him stay.
Right.
And then they also said that we don't know who's coming in that caravan. So how can Trump say that they are other murderers in there? But Trump didn't say there are other murderers. So they're just making up stuff.
Listen, folks, it's in your hand now. Do you want to keep America safe, or you want more of what you just seen?